is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Brewskis. My name is Alyssa. I'm from Albany, New York. As a side note, I've noticed that you guys don't get a whole lot of submissions, calls, and the like from this neck of the woods, and I think that's pretty interesting, and I wonder why that is a lot. I consider myself a skeptic. I've never experienced any supernatural or paranormal things myself, but I find the concept very interesting, and I really love listening to your show and hearing all the stories of people who have experienced it, and through their stories I get to understand, for lack of a better term, what I'm missing and what I don't see or believe in. And I think that's, you know, a really cool way for me to open my mind, and I'm starting to become convinced, I think, in some way or another. Anyway, I'm calling in because I do have something, and it's the one thing I've never been able to fully explain. Or actually explain it all. So I'm looking to hear what you think. So I said I'm from Albany, but I grew up in a town just outside of Albany. And connecting Albany and this town, there's a stretch of highway that goes from a two-lane highway for about a mile and a half. So one lane going each direction. And when it hits the city line, it becomes four lanes, so two lanes going each direction. Now, this highway, there's really only a couple of ways you can go. The only exit on this stretch of highway is once you hit the city line and it becomes four lanes. And the other direction is a roundabout. So you guys all know how that works. And there's nothing in between for a mile and a half or so, if not a little bit more. There's a slight curve to this highway, but it's not curved enough so that you won't be able to see what's in front of you or what's behind you. It's pretty clear. You can see for a good distance. So my story takes place as I was driving from my town, the two-lane, towards the city line, to the four-way. And I was about halfway down the highway, so I could see, you know, a good three quarters of a mile in front of me or three quarters of a mile behind me, and there's nowhere to go except the direction I'm heading, unless I, you know, I did a U-turn and went the other direction. One day, it was, like I said, I was driving this one direction from town to city, and it was evening, so just the time of day where the sky is getting pretty dark, and you can still sort of see the road, but you can also see the sky, like, it's dark outside, and you can see the cars in front of you and behind you, but they're mostly shadows if they don't have their lights on. There was a car pretty much right behind me. I wouldn't quite call it tailgating, but he was right behind me, and it was a big pickup truck or SUV. I wasn't quite sure because it was dark and it was behind me, but I knew he was there because he filled my rearview mirror. And he was right behind me for a few seconds, like 5 seconds. I glanced in my rearview mirror and he was there. And I mentally made a comment about how he was like getting a little close. That mental comment you make, like, stop riding my ass, move back, or I'm going to hit the brakes kind of guy. And so it was, I thought that, and, you know, I continued for about 5 seconds and on this two-lane highway, and I blinked, or after a couple more seconds, I looked back, and he was gone. This car that was right behind me with its headlights on or its high beams was gone. Now, like I said, there was nowhere for it to go. If it went around me, I would have seen him. If he turned around and went the other direction, I would have seen him. And there is nowhere for him to exit or get off, because he had another 3/4 of a mile to go before there was an exit, and 3/4 of a mile to go the other direction before there was an exit. I blinked, and he was gone, and I have not been able to explain it. I wonder what you guys have to say about that. I've never heard, you know, anyone else talk about seeing any cars disappear on that road, but now every time I drive it, I think of that SUV and its sudden vanishing from my rearview mirror in my sight. Thanks again for doing what you guys do. I love your show. Hope to become an EPP at some point in the future.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.